I am from a Social Democratic Party, the MDC, and we believe and we so believe that education, basic education, which is primary education, should be free. Even if you go even into the new draft constitution, we have to push for a basic education to be free. So I cannot be seen to be going against that policy. I cannot be seen to go against what I am campaigning for, a yes vote now.
Mr. Chigumbu, can you give me your view on this call?
I support Mr. Chitando's, some of his political views, but on this one, I think that if there are parents who are able to pay and who are able to help in this regard, then it should be passed, because it doesn't pay to have student write examinations. Then results are not out because the government does not have money. And then results are not yet out because examiners have not been paid. So if parents can do something, let them do something.
Honorable Chitando, do you agree that if parents are able to pay, they should pay for these exams?
We don't have to discriminate parents because the moment you are you are trying to say some parents have got to pay, some parents should not pay, how are you going to implement that? The second aspect is you are also creating a class of people in society. We are saying primary education is a basic. So I am saying whatever the affordability of the parents, they should not pay primary education because that is a constitutional requirement. Let the parents be able to pay the fees at secondary level.
I wanted to quickly come in there and say that the reason why, Mr. Chitando, you see even at secondary level, why most parents are moving away from ZIMSEC and going the Cambridge way, it is not because they just want the Cambridge logo on their certificates, but it's because the system is so much inefficient. It is so much inefficient because they don't have the funds. They don't have the funds because the parents want the government to do everything. Government cannot do everything. And that's the reason why most parents are moving to, you know, the Cambridge way. So why not have parents decide even at primary level?
But Mr. Chigumbu, some people would argue that even those parents who are able to pay would be far and few in between, as many parents in Zimbabwe say they do not have this money.
Yes, that's the same argument that was put even at secondary level, to say they are few and far between even at secondary level. And if you look at the number of colleges, that's the reason why we have got all these private colleges, a good number of them. Doing Cambridge, they're moving away from ZIMSEC because of the mismanagement of ZIMSEC. It is mismanaged because of lack of funds, because they want government to do everything. So the same argument even goes back to primary. It is a thinking that they're few and far between.
Honorable Chitando, can the country afford to do that?
I've got to correct one thing from my colleague. The parents are not running away from the ZIMSEC going to Cambridge. Parents were. We could use the word they were running away from the ZIMSEC going to the Cambridge during 2008 and 2009. Now, currently, even today in the committee, ZIMSEC said those private colleges are now turning to ZIMSEC for reasons that our results are now timeless. They come on time. They are being marked on time. And the markers are being paid on time. And now coming to your question, I do believe that the government should be able to pay for the primary examination. If we are able to throw a birthday party for the president, why can't we pay $3 million for the total examination for our kids?
Let me quickly ask you, Mr. Chitando, that if the government cannot pay teachers, teachers want a minimum of $800. They cannot pay that amount. What makes you think that they can pay for free education now?
It's a question of priority. It's a question of priority. It's a question of putting our house in the correct order. We believe that we have the resources.